This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the 139th Psalm. We have already covered the first 3 verses, and so we begin today with verse 4. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God knows not merely the spoken words which men hear, but he knows the meaning of them, and the secret thoughts which prompted them, even when others misunderstand. We may make a statement, and other human beings may hear us and misunderstand what we have said, or if they understand what we have said, they may misunderstand what we have meant. But God does not so misunderstand. He not only knows what we have said, but he knows the thought behind what we have said. He knows the attitude. He knows the motivation. He knows why you have said it. In verse 5, the psalmist says, Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. God has hemmed him in on all sides, much like an army besieging a city. Imagine a city surrounded and an army around it, so that there is no escape anyway. So it is with God and each individual human being. God has hemmed each one of us in on all sides so that we cannot escape. That is, the psalmist is saying, we cannot escape from the knowledge of God. There is no way we can hide a single thought or a single deed. Note the expression, Thou hast laid thine hand upon me. This no doubt means that God exercises authority over him. Remember that Jesus said in the giving of the Great Commission, as recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, that all authority had been given unto him in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The authority of Jesus Christ, then, rests upon the shoulder of each one of us. In verse 6, the psalmist says, Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Here we have a concluding exclamation of this first section of reverential awe. For each of us to stop and think about it seriously and candidly, in the full face of what God is telling us here, we too must exclaim that such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is high. We cannot attain unto it. We cannot really grasp how God can do it. We can only grasp that he can do it. Now we've covered the first section, the first 6 verses of Psalms 139, and we begin now with the second section, and we note that we are here instructed to ask for divine aid in a self-examination because God is omnipresent and man cannot escape or hide from God. Note in verse 7, Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? This question is asked in verse 7, and it's answered in verse 8. Now, this verse does not imply that the psalmist wished to escape. That sort of thing is true only for the wicked man. But that even if one did wish to escape, it would be impossible. Whither shall I flee from thy spirit? Spirit here meaning, no doubt, the living energy of a personal God. Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? That is, the personal manifestation of God in relation to myself, or for you, for yourself. Now note how he answers this in verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell or Sheol, behold, thou art there. There is no escape then in heaven or in Hades, the meaning of the word Sheol, from God. In verses 9 and 10, the psalmist says, If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Be with us next time as we discuss the remainder of Psalms 139.